Welcome in, everybody.
Yeah. Holy crap, we're back. I'm Jason.
And we're two of three of I Mean It First. Yay!
Cheers, everybody. We're back.
Get your drinks.
Holy crap. It has been a year, and it has been a long year, and we had no idea it was going to be this long. I don't think we planned any part of this, to be honest. We just one day were like, let's not do this anymore, and then our lives completely changed like crazy. All three of us. You probably can't really tell anything just by looking at us if you're joining us on Twitch, which we still do. Holy shit, we still do that too. But we all moved. All three of us moved in the last year, from everything from down the street to across the country. It's insane of what we all have done here and whatnot. I don't know. I don't even know how to like bring it up or explain or anything like that. I'll just say, I moved to Astoria, Oregon. Like, I'm from the desert. If you don't remember me, I'm Jason from the desert. And I moved to Oregon, from the south side of this country all the way to almost the very far north end of it. And, I now see rain very frequently instead of like never. So
send it down,
it's
here
very,
you need more.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I keep saying, if we don't get rain back home, you know, we're going to be in trouble for this year. And people look at me being like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's raining right now. I'm just like, no, Arizona, I'm weird. And so, yeah, it's wild. I'm in a completely different place. The office mostly made it. My skeleton's still here. The bear is still here. All that
lights
good
stuff.
Lights
are behind him.
The lights are behind me. I mean, I tried to maintain the thing, but it's in a whole different state now, so it's weird.
Yeah, and I, so the big thing when we did it, we didn't like just up and say, let's not do this anymore. We were going to take a hiatus, and the hiatus was only going to be for like a couple of months, you know, maybe 3 months tops. And then we were in kind of a holding pattern with Jason. Like, half the house was packed up at any given moment so that he like could, if they sold their house, they could just pick up and move. So we were kind of like waiting on that. And then I was having to find a new place because we had to move into a new house. So I did. So I'm in a completely different area. There's stuff behind me that like I don't think anyone's ever seen before. Like my rocking gaming chair that's back here.
Give your blur on, man. We can't see shit.
Yeah, but you can see like weird masses. Everyone's used to only seeing a closet.
That's true. That's
it was
true.
Always just a closet behind me, and then you could see like a tiny bit of my futon, which is right here. But I'm in a much larger like home office, which is kind of cool. However, my setup is a little, it's still jank. I mean, I think it's always going to be jank, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's who we are. I mean, jank is our middle name, even for our entire podcast and everything that we do.
Yeah, I'm not an entirely put together person.
No. Speaking of which, we should before we get into it, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Russell's Reserve 6-Year Rye.
Nice. Holy crap. That sounds delicious.
It is delicious. Shannon got me a bottle for Christmas, so it took me a while to open it. Because I was just sitting there, I'm like, no, I'll just keep drinking my Bullet instead of opening that one, because it's a little more on the expensive end. But it's really fucking good.
I'm drinking Obelisk Hazy IPA. I Got You These is the name of the beer. one of my favorites from Obelisk up here, and it's a funny name and great beer. I don't know. Nice little hazy. Sitting at 6.9%.
Yeah, Jason specifically moved up to Oregon so that when he comes back down to Phoenix every couple of months, he can bring me beer.
I mean, Jesus, I feel like I've seen you in person more after moving away than I have like for the last like 5 years.
No, not for five years, but...
I mean,
but if you factor in COVID, because we didn't like do anything for a couple of years, and then when you would come over for like barbecue or something like that, then you would have like a 30-second hug because nobody had hugged anybody outside of whomever was in their house for months.
I mean, half the fun.
Yeah.
But all right, so if you're on Switch, or not Switch, on Twitch right now, and or if you just got an alert on your podcast listening portfolio of choice that I Beat It First is online, or that there's a new podcast, and you're just like, what the absolute fuck? Hey, sorry, you know, we didn't mean to do that. To be 100% honest with you, like Eric just said, we did plan on doing a little bit of hiatus. We usually do take like a month or two off with after the end of the year, and anyway, and we're just planning on extending that. Obviously, like we said, everyone was moving around. But towards the end there, like honestly, we just were all feeling a little bit burnt out. I'm sure you guys could probably hear it or see it in our presentations or performance, I guess. Is this even, like, I don't even know what this is.
I'm not but, performing. You know, wait, am I a monkey?
Almost all the time, you're a monkey. So you weren't dancing as much as before, Eric, and that was really kind of getting me down. And so I wasn't as funny. And so it just wasn't going the way that we really wanted it to anymore. And so we needed to make some changes. And obviously that included moving out of our homes, because that's what you do when you're kind of stuck in a podcast scene, is you're like, hey, fuck this house, I got to move. That's what you do, right?
I mean, that's what I was assuming we were doing. It's like, right, get the fuck out of here. Like, the whole reason Jason moved to Oregon is because of the podcast.
Yes, 100%. I was just like, you know what? I can really get in my creative essence up in Oregon, you know, see the trees. Because you know what a video game podcast is all about is trees, nature, and touching grass. So, you know, that's what I'm up here now doing. So I can definitely be more podcasty. Jesus, I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is weird for me, and it feels weird to be back. I feel elated to be back. I feel happy to be back, but it still feels different. I don't know if that makes sense.
Probably because this is the longest monologue you've done in a year.
This is true. Also, I don't talk to anybody up here. You know, everyone, like, if you've ever heard of like the Pacific Northwest freeze, it's like people just are very friendly. They're like, hi, everyone will always say hi and how you doing, all that like surface level stuff. But making friends up here is kind of tough, you know, not a lot of people like want to open up and bring people in because they know their people and all the jazz like that. That being said, I'm also not exactly extroverted enough to want to go out there and find people. So it's kind of like working out great in that aspect. But at the same time, that just means that I just play games, which is fine. Yeah, I mean, we're redoing this entire house that we bought and all that good stuff. But it's been a weird year for sure. For sure.
Can you imagine being an extrovert?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's too much energy, in my opinion.
I feel like if we were extroverts, this podcast will have a whole lot more ads, because then we'd be like, hey, we want to make a crap ton of money and we want to like monetize all this bullshit, which we don't want to do. We'd rather do crap for charity, which we still want to do. And Chris is still working very hard on doing the stuff for Extra Life. There's actually a thing that you can join right now. If you go to our Discord, you can check it out and see what's going on there as well, just as well. So we're still very much intrigued in that. And obviously, elephant in the room with that, Chris is not here. A big segment of what we wanted to do is kind of like shake up a lot of our podcasts in general. Obviously, I Beat It First podcast that you're listening to right now will be coming back. We're going to try to change up our formats a little bit more. And Cutscene will be returning as well. For I Beat It First, Eric, you want to tell us the stuff so I'm not just chattering away on everything?
You mean you don't want to just continue talking, Jason?
I mean, I can. This is, like I said, this is a weird experience for me. I'm standing. I'm actually using my standing desk. You know how long it's been for me to actually use my standing desk? This is crazy.
Okay, so for I Beat It First, though, we are switching to go to just Jason and I for the time being, just to kind of work through things. We're also not going to be doing I Beat It First as often. We're going to be doing it once a month, which will then get a lot of gaming news in and a lot of soapboxing. And we probably won't get to talk as much about the games that we are playing, but I kind of feel like we get more energy from complaining about the state of the video game industry and all of the crazy, stupid news that's out there. So maybe that, you know, might be the better one.
100% agree with you on that, Eric. I mean, I feel like there towards the end, we were both just kind of like, hey, here's all the news, had a lot of fun talking about all the stuff, riffing off each other, going on our soapboxes and tangents. But then we'd be like, all right, what are we playing? And we start talking about what we play. And then we would like ourselves check out. Like if you were talking, I'd be on my phone or I'd be like typing something up over on a different screen, whatever, and not even really listening. And I was just like, I'm not even listening to our goddamn podcast when I'm making it. Who the hell is listening to this shit like by their own free volition, right? So I was just like, yeah, this has got to change. It's got to get different. So that I hear you, Eric, and I think that's a good point. I think that's going to be a good change, at least for us, like, coming back. We're going to come back into it slowly. That being said, like you said, being gone from being only once a month instead of every other week, that doesn't mean all of our podcasts. We're also bringing back Cutscene. That'll be very much back. Yep. And you all will be very happy to know that Chris will be joining us back for Cutscene 100%.
And that Chris is alive.
Because
we never actually said that. We never said that Chris was alive.
His big move wasn't to a grave. So that's good. Yeah. And so he's still here. He's still very much alive, still doing stuff. And he'll be joining us for Cutscene, which will be great. And we'll talk more about that in our Cutscene episode, which we'll be doing here. Another follow-up as well, if you're so inclined to join us on that.
Yeah, but so if you don't already follow Cutscene, follow Cutscene on your podcast platform of choice. Wherever you're listening to this, listen to Cutscene there as well.
Both of them work. I think I tried to make sure that all of the podcasts were updated on our website and whatnot so that they're still good to go. If you find any errors, we've been gone for a year. So if you find any errors, anybody, and I'm talking to you guys on Twitch Universe and talking everywhere, if you're listening to this on podcast, email me at jason@ibeatitfirst.com. Just send me an email so I can like find out what I did and try to fix it. And because talking about all that jank, our whole entire website is just built by me, and it's horrible.
It's a bastardization of like a couple different themes, and man, whew.
No design. I'm not a designer, but what's nice is that it has that nice, pretty splash page up front, because 99% of the publishers out there, that's all that they look at, and then they're like, oh, okay, they're a legitimate website. Yeah, sure. Here's all this stuff. And that's what works out great for us.
No, that's pretty much it.
I mean, but yeah, government works just as well. Hey, yeah, I'm legit. Here, check out this website. Oh, yeah. Did they got an SSL on this website? They must be legit. I'll give them my social security number.
Yeah, don't, but most of the government websites went down.
I know. So.
Oh, we're not talking politics. Oh, God. No, politics is not in this. We don't talk politics. We talk about how much we hate people like Bobby Kotick, but we don't talk politics. Now, if chat wants to talk politics, have at it. I'm pretty certain that I know how 99% of chat is leaning on Twitch. So I think that we're good. We won't have like big ass arguments in there that somebody's going to have to pause the podcast to mediate. But
I'm welcome to conversations.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, I don't want to say getting older, but it's just like priorities change a little bit. And we had some shifts in priority that I think kind of just needed to work themselves out and get back into a proper headspace. So that's where we're at. Oh, we're also going to try and keep these shorter. We're trying not to go 2 hours in and make me edit a 2-hour podcast every week.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think keeping them short will be, that's one of the big reasons why Chris isn't here, is to try to shorten us up and keep us going. I mean, you all know Chris, giant chatterbox, nonstop with this. Can't get him to shut up. So it's just like, yeah, you know what, Chris, we need you to like really focus on other areas. So that's why he's our charity champion and Cutscene aficionado now. Love you, Chris.
Well, and the big thing about the Cutscene one is like Chris, the problem with Chris is that we are very limited to what anime we can watch on Cutscene because Chris has already watched them all. So with him there and being able to focus on just that, that'll make it a little bit easier for him to decide what our next anime is going to be. Because man, oh man, it was kind of rough trying to figure out what anime to watch. Because I sit there, go through a list. I'm like, oh, how about this one? I watched that one already. How about this one? No, I watched that one already too. I'm like, dude.
Which is good because some of the last ones that we watched are pretty shit. So I'm excited to hopefully be able to get.
See, that was the problem. That's 100% the problem. Because Chris was watching all the good anime, and then we were left with crap. Or we were just trying to stick with a theme. I guess that was also the big one. It's like we were always trying to stick with a theme on that. Like these ones are horror ones. These ones are mecha. Oh my god! And the mecha's the hardest to search for.
Do you think good ones? Like if you think about like the entire anime spectrum, it's just like mecha should be easy to like get into and find. It's just like no, it's not. It's just like there's only like really a few. It's like weird.
There's a few good ones.
Okay, touche.
That's the problem. Because we found mech anime, and we were just like, this is horrible. Or we'd watch like an episode or two just to kind of gauge it before we actually make a decision on it, and it'd just be like, no, not at all. This is so bad. But I think that we probably need to watch a Magical Girl anime. That's one that we never did. We haven't done a Magical Girl one yet.
All right. Well, we'll save that for the cutscene. Like that's a whole different podcast. Let's focus on what we're trying to do over here, which is that's the whole part of it too, is the focus thing. But yeah, so basically, again, like I just wanted to say, sorry guys, we missed you, we loved you all. Please continue to reach out to us with your advice, support, and all that good stuff like that. Jason, Eric, Chris at ibeatitfirst.com. Anybody they want to email us
with. Butt at ibeatitfirst.com too. That
I got rid of a lot of our forwarding because they're just taking up a lot of the space. Yeah. I also dropped a crap ton of our like crappy ass domain names that we just were never do anything with.
Yeah, say goodbye to lonelyhouseplants.com, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you can go get it anytime. It's still out there. But yeah, we're not trying to rummage on those as much anymore, but that's okay.
Well, that was for the memes for the most part.
That was for the memes. Now 2-year-old memes are like dead memes, so we're not going to bother with that anymore.
Maybe they'll come back.
Maybe they will. Maybe the new like new Coke, so much better, yeah. Right?
Well, like Charlie the Unicorn made a triumphant return after a long time.
That's true.
Can't even. Man, that last one is long.
Well, he had so long to make it.
Yeah. It was long. It was good, though. I liked it. It was awesome when you finally find out like all the stuff behind what's going on with it. You know that he just pulled all that out of his ass.
Oh, for sure.
But it all sounds like it worked. It was awesome.
I mean, all the best podcasts were just like that.
Sorry, for those listening, Jason and I were totally just doing thumbs up with big open mouths.
Best podcast ever.
Yay! This audio medium is great with all the video stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. I mean, watch us on Twitch, right?
So we do have a couple of things that we want to talk about.
Yeah, let's video game podcast?
Video game podcast? No. What's video games? I don't know what Venmo James are. Venmo James.
Video game James Tech News Podcast. That's what we are now. The new I Beat It First. New Biff.
New I Beat. Yeah, new. It's new IBIF. Yeah.
New IBIF.
Yeah, new flavor. same great soda, new flavor.
Right.
Wait, does that mean that we're destined to fail?
Probably. I mean, probably. Have you even drank a Starry? Like, what the fuck is that even supposed to be anyway? Like, it was like they had Starry, Shasta, Sierra Mountain, Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist. Sierra Mist. Oh, you don't know the story on that?
I know nothing.
Oh, there is a porn star or like an e-girl named Sierra Mist, and the patent was lapsed.
Fuck up.
And she the trademark lapsed.
Trademark.
And she trademarked the name. You can find her on like Instagram and stuff like that. Her name is Sierra Mist. And they took her to court and she won.
Wow, that is amazing. Dude, I love this story now. Yes, yeah. We are very much just like Sierra Mist. I'm sure there's going to be some other e-girl that's going to be like, hey, I might beat it first, which makes sense. And
she's going
to take us to court and I'm going to be like, dang it.
Well, there's the other pronunciation of our name. I be a tit first.
Yes, I be a tit. Even more so. That probably is more likely to be.
Anyways, Pepsi did this whole rebrand and they try and say that it's like a different flavor. It's not. It's the same fucking recipe as Sierra Mist, just called Starry. Right. And it's all right. Ronan likes it.
Storm was the other one. Because there was Storm, then Sierra Mist, then
No.
Because I have some Star Wars cans back when Oh, God. Phantom Menace was being released. Pepsi did a whole big thing where you can buy the, you can get the cans with the characters on them. And yeah. Storm was one they had. So I had some Storm cans for that. I'm pretty sure it's called Storm. Pepsi Storm or something.
Oh, man. It was Slice.
Oh, yeah. I remember Slice.
They also had it named Team at one point. T-E-E-M.
Yeah. Storm Soda. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I do see it now on there.
Yeah. Lemon Lime Soda, Storm. There's Jar Jar Binks on that fucking can.
Oh, Storm isn't, that's not Sierra Mist and Starry, because that is Lemon Lime Soda with caffeine. I can see it right here on the can. It says Lemon Lime Soda, Storm, with caffeine.
Maybe that one was caffeine.
It's not really big letters, but it's big enough that you can see it underneath the logo just to make sure that parents know that they're not giving their kids this caffeine-free soda.
Holy fuck.
Oh, man. That's good to know, though. I did not know that they made a caffeinated lemon lime soda.
There it was. Storm was great.
All right.
And there's your soda history for the month, everybody. Holy shit.
The best part is that Jason did know a lot of this off the top of his head because he was like a Pepsi aficionado for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's got so much Pepsi stuff, like so much of it just sitting
there. I got rid of a lot with the move. Yeah. Well, a lot of it that was like, because there were full cans and whatnot, you know, and they kind of disintegrated because soda is a horrible thing for everybody. And they like ate through the cans and whatnot. So. They're just a mess.
Yeah, they couldn't even, or they made it through the plastic lining, which Pepsi's not as bad as Coke, but man, that's saying something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, all right, video game podcast. We have some news. We have actual video game news.
Podcast. It has officially happened, everybody. It's happening. The Switch 2 has been announced.
Not by their choice.
Sort of. Kind of announced. So, and I think we've told this story before, but the Switch 2 was outed by Chinese peripheral manufacturers and Taiwanese peripheral manufacturers, similar to when the Switch Lite got outed.
Yeah, when we saw it at E3.
Yeah, so at E3 2019, the Switch Lite hadn't been announced yet. I was privy to some information about it because of where I worked at the time in my partnership with Nintendo. And I had a meeting with Nintendo. And after my meeting, I come out and I meet up with Chris and Jason. And they're like, hey, we think we saw the new Nintendo console. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah. I'm like, what Nintendo console? And like, shut up. So they took me over there and I have pictures of this that I then had to run back to the Nintendo booth and narc on them to my contact of like, dude, you probably need to send your lawyers out here. This is going to ruin some stuff that's going to be announced in a couple of days. So yeah, that whole thing was just hilarious. And now it's happened again because nobody gives a shit. Nobody in Asia apparently seems to give a shit about embargoes with Nintendo.
Because everyone is just like, yeah, it's happening. Like I don't know of any other country or anything that's just like, oh my God, is it happening? Oh my God, I can't wait. Everyone's just like, yes, it's happening. Like, it'll come out when it comes out.
The question is when. Yeah. It's no matter what, it's happening.
And like, now, they're going to make it. Yeah, and now because we had these leaks and all that jazz like that, it was fun watching everyone on Reddit and whatever blow up, freaking out about like designs and ideas and mock-ups, who cares? But what made me like laugh the most was Nintendo coming out being like, fine, we are making one, which everyone knew, like that's not new, but we're not going to tell you shit until April. It's just like, well, fuck. Now it's worse because in my mind, you know, up until last month when they finally said this, I was in the same category of wonderment as I have been for the last 3 years of just being like, Switch 2, and Eric being like, no, dude, shut the fuck up, shut up. And
not
now, it's just like, now it's like Switch 2, and Eric has no choice but to be like, yes, but we have to wait until April to find out more about it, which sucks.
Because there was always the, you know, there was the math. It's simple math that goes on when it comes to things, and especially with Nintendo. Like the only reason that there wasn't a huge gap between the Wii U and the Switch was because one, the Wii U was a flop, and two, the Wii U was what Nintendo wanted, or the Switch was what Nintendo wanted the Wii U to be, but they couldn't do it at the time. Technology wasn't there. And that's why they had that hybrid set where you had that controller with the screen and you were playing only on that to kind of like prime the market, test things out, see how it was going. People liked that portion of it. Like, that part was great. You could take that up and then you could play instead of having to go onto the television, which then led to the Switch, which was vastly underpowered when it came out. It was already like two generations of Tegra behind at that point when it came, when it got announced. They announced it and like a second or third generation Tegra got announced the month before. That's how far behind the Switch was, but that's how long it was in production in order to make sure that it, you know, could handle all the heat, it could handle all those pieces and everything like that. And then now we've got the Switch 2, which tech needed to be big enough. It needed to be big enough but small enough in order to be able to substantiate making a whole new console. Something that you have new games now that can't be played on the old one. You can still backwards compatible with the new console, but you can't play these new games on the old one. And that's just because they require much more processing. The current rumors out there are that it's going to be running Ampere, which is a 30 series GPU, for those of you that don't know. What level of Ampere, we have zero idea. It's 100% not going to be able to do 4K gaming solidly.
Oh, yeah, duh, yeah.
No, there's no possible way that it's going to be able to do that. Because in order for it to be without it, unless it does something in the dock that it boosts something, but I doubt that the dock is going to be a booster or anything like that for it too. So
I like the idea of the dock being a lot more beefy and they're like, surprise, it's a Wii U too.
Yeah. But I mean, like that would be cool because part of the problem that you have is that even when it came out, the first Zelda game on the Switch was only able to run at max 30 frames per second when it came out. And now you've got Tars of the Kingdom and it can barely hit 30 on a good day. It usually sits at 23 frames per second, both in handheld and on screen. Like, it's barely able to get to 30 on screen when it's running more power. It's just so vastly underpowered. And if you look at it now, we're what, three generations of GPUs behind now? Two generations behind? I mean, they're fairly big leaps that they had within them, and they also produce a fuck ton of heat in the new setups, but they've been able to make the Ampere down small enough. It's still like, it's not going to be as powerful as a PS5 or an Xbox Series X at all, because the cooling has to be there for the handheld mode. It's going to be a laptop caliber GPU, so we're probably getting maybe a 3070, maybe.
I'll be
3070. No, laptop 3070, not,
I know,
not,
I know,
desktop 3070.
But like you just said, the heat aspect of this thing, and if they're continuing to keep it thin, which obviously why wouldn't they, I think they're going to have a hard time natively doing that. Now, the PlayStation Portal has shown us that, like, hey, you can do a lot of stuff, but the whole thing with that is that's not running natively anything. It's just,
yeah. But we're talking 4 years later, after Ampere came out, of how small they're now able to make it. Nanometer size, everything like that. And with what they've got going with the other ones, where they're putting out just as much heat as the original, like 30 series, they're probably getting it down much lower as far as heat dissipation goes and heat generation. So that's the hope, at least, is that we're getting like a 3070 laptop, which is still isn't like super great, but that'll get you 1080p, maybe 1440p on a good day.
And we've talked about this before, you know, your resolution doesn't have to be nearly as crazy because it's handheld and it's in your face. Yeah. But
well, handheld, it's still going to be 720p. I think that Steam Deck and the ROG Ally and all of those ones have proven that you don't need more than 720p in handheld mode. So you're going to get an AMOLED screen, just like what they have, but it's going to have AMOLED, and that's specifically if you look at bezel size. So if you compare an image of the original Switch, which actually they provided an image, coincidentally when they were talking about like some of the backwards compatibility and whatnot, and you can look at the very original Switch, and then you can look at what we've got going on with the Switch 2. And the bezel is so much thicker on the LCD when they were using an LCD in both categories for it, when they upped the LCD quality and they dropped the power consumption of the CPUs and GPU in that. That's another thing. That's why I have confidence that they're probably going to get a 3070 type caliber with it because of that, those leaps and bounds that they've already done with the Switch. But within those pieces, you know, you've got a smaller bezel and it's almost the exact same thickness. If you compare side by side with a current OLED Switch, the bezel is the same. And they didn't thin the bezel out and couldn't thin the bezel out until they came up with the OLED. And if you look primarily on the sides of it, where you see the biggest difference, like the left and right sides.
Yeah, but like we've talked about otherwise, technology has changed for everything, including screens. It could be not OLED, is all I'm saying.
It's 99% positive that it's going to be an OLED screen. I will give Jason a cheapskate out. Because that is entirely possible that they could cheapskate out on it, but I doubt it. Especially because so many of the new ones are running OLED. If they don't have an OLED on it, then they're behind the times already in the portable PC market. Also, OLED uses less power.
Yeah, that is my number one thing. And you brought up a good point. You know, if you're going to come out again and this isn't going to be a powerhouse, thinner, of course. It's not going to be a powerhouse already again, but it's going to be better, obviously, of course. But then you don't have the tech that's already being used in other handhelds. And yeah, you're just shooting yourself more in the foot. But we said the same things with the Switch when the Switch was coming out. Just like, who the fuck's going to buy this 3-year-old already console? And yet everyone's just like, fucking hell I am, you know?
Well, nobody at that point, nobody was really playing on tablets, and the Tegra system was designed for tablets and for the Nvidia like TV connecting thing. I forget what it was called, but they had that portion. But that was all that the Tegra was being used for, and they were trying to get into phones and everything like that, and they kind of just gave up on it. And that's where like everything lied. But they still continued to make the power consumption and the die sizes smaller on the Switch. Which is why when they did the first refresh with it, you got double the battery life. You went from 3 hours max to 6 to 7 hours max on it. And that was a huge jump. I mean, doubling the battery life just by changing out like the main things that eat up the power, that's a huge difference. Because they were still using an LCD screen at that point. But OLEDs are thinner just by going on the technology of what makes an OLED and what makes an LCD. You have less layers that you have to put onto it, so you can make a much thinner bezel or a much thinner component or console, and the bezel can be much thinner because you don't have to worry about stacking up those pieces as well, and the way that you wire into them. So it's gotta be an OLED. How about that? I'll just say it has to be an OLED. If not, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's one of those things. I think this is where like my original complaint with this whole thing was just like, I wish that they didn't say anything because this whole conversation would be moot because it wouldn't matter. But now there is something and it's not coming out or going to be announced until April. It's just kind of like now speculations are running wild and all that good stuff. And what are the cartridges going to look like and all that BS? And
the cartridge looks the same.
Just like, because it's going to be backwards compatible.
Yeah.
And then I saw someone put on, like, I don't even know like where I saw this, but they put like a little like tab on the Switch 2 one, so you couldn't physically put it into a Switch original Switch. Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm just like, you know.
No, they're going to do a firmware update for the original Switch that when you put it in there, it's going to say, sorry, this game can only be played on a Switch 2. Ask your parents to buy you a Switch 2 instead.
Click here to buy now. Yeah. rocket ship one to you at 3 times the cost. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, okay.
It's still going to taste like ass, too, by the way. The cartridge is still going to taste like ass, but you still got to taste it.
I mean, nothing in this world changed except for the ass taste of cartridges. Let's just say that. I'll say, too, like, I think this is, like, I've never been a Switch fanboy, ever, and the only time I ever even touch my Switch is when I'm traveling. Like, honestly, it is. Like, in the airplane, you know, at the in-laws' house, you know, anything like that, anywhere that I'm not home with all my other shit is the only time I ever touch my Switch, which I think is the predominantly true for everybody. But that being said, the Switch 2 is probably the first console that I'm kind of like, really excited about. Like, don't get me wrong, I really was just hyped for my PS5 and all that good stuff. Obviously, I haven't cared about an Xbox forever because Game Pass, amazing. But the Switch 2, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'd like to get it. I never jumped on the Portal just because, just like again, for me, it's mostly traveling in the airplane and all that jazz like that. I'd rather not deal, because if like, you get a bad connection, that Portal's garbage.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they did finally make that update to where you could do it from anywhere. And then they've made an update where you can, trying to remember what else they've done. There's other updates that they've done to it in the last couple
they've
of months.
They've made it a lot better.
But it's the Portal, so I just haven't really been paying attention to it.
Yeah, and I think they did make it that you could play something natively. I don't remember.
I forget exactly.
You can download now. Holy shit, I don't... We're a shitty-ass video game company. I'm sorry, everybody. But tell us, complain about us, email us, anything at ibeatitfirst.com. We'll correct ourselves next time. but yeah, I am looking forward to the Switch 2, knowing more about it. I'm looking forward to the first Mario Kart game in 10 years. That's going to be kind of cool. And yeah.
Well, okay, so we do have, you know, there's other pieces to talk about within within that. So part of the good thing about them putting out the teaser video is that they also showed off some of the interesting ideas that you're going to have, or like, you know, a lot of theories that you're going to have with like what the Joy-Con do. The Joy-Con are bigger because the console is bigger. They will actually probably feel better in your hand because I'm not a big guy.
No, you're not.
By any stretch. And no. My hands get cramped on that fucking thing if I'm playing it too long. Like, oh, yeah. It's bad.
Same. I'm not a huge hand dude either. Yeah. Like I said, airplanes, I'm sitting there playing like Hades like this in my face, and then I have to like stop and be like just fuck.
That's the one great thing about the Nyko charge grip that I have is if you throw it in there, one, you get like double the battery life with it, but then it adds like so much bulk onto the Joy-Con area. It basically makes it like you're gripping onto a PlayStation controller. You've got so much bulk at there, and it makes it feel so much more comfortable.
But my tiny little girl arms can't hold that thing up for too long. It's so huge.
That's why you put your tray table down. And then you put your elbows up on the tray table.
Tray tables? What are you flying? First class? Come on.
sorry, I forget. You're flying Frontier in Spirit.
Woo!
You have to pay extra for tray tables.
You have to pay extra for living. Hey, do you want to live on this flight? You better tip. Better tip. Well, I'll take this thing down in the Pacific real fast.
Oh, yeah, there we go. We're the Spirit Airlines of podcasts.
Oh, my God. I like that.
So the Joy-Con are going to be bigger, obviously. But the cool thing that they showed was them moving like mice, which is probably going to be gimmicky for a very long time. But
yeah,
it would be interesting to be able to do if you could hook a keyboard up and whatnot when you're on the go.
Yes, but here's the problem. Nintendo's going to be like, proprietary only, proprietary only, proprietary only. So as great as it would be to play Doom on the Switch and shit like that, if you have to buy a specific like $80 tiny Princess Peach keyboard to be able to do that, it's going to be annoying, number one. Number two, you can't say how cool this is without also talking about how many failed bullshit things there were for the Switch. I mean, remember Labo? Like, remember exercise ring thing? Like, there's so many things that are just like, if it was any other company, they'd probably have been like dragged out in the street and shot. But because it's Nintendo, everyone's just like, well, it was fun and we'll give them a pass. Not complaining, just saying like, get ready. And I think that the mouse thing, well, an intriguing idea, like you just said, is definitely going to be something that's forgotten just as quick as like the iToy or the, what was the Xbox version of where the motion one thingy?
The Kinect.
Kinect, where the Kinect, dude, is now used for more than in gaming.
That thing is used so much in the ghost hunting gaming scene.
Yeah,
oh yeah. Like, you can't watch two ghost hunting streams or shows or anything like that without one of them busting out something that uses a Kinect to map a ghost across the room. Two things. One, you know you'd fucking buy that Princess Peach keyboard.
Oh god, yeah. That's why I said it. I wasn't saying like anything else because I would be like, there's no other option. It has to be the Princess Peach one.
Two, the feature is going to be used no matter what, even if it's only on first party games. Because once it's baked into the console, Nintendo just goes fucking full bore trying to convince everybody else that they should use those features. You know how much they tried to force it with the 2DS and how so many people hated the fact that they had to do something with that screen. So they would do the bare minimum just because they had to in order to be able to get their game to come out on the 2DS and the 3DS. But they'll force it on them and just try and try and try to get them to use it.
Yeah, and everyone just loves Skyward Sword, right?
I still haven't.
I know, because it's trash. No one likes that one.
Anyways,
you're not wrong, Eric. You're not wrong.
The other thing about the Joy-Con is that they're going to have no standard joysticks. So there's no like movement parts that can wear out. So they either have done something new or they've switched 100% to the electromagnetic systems.
No more drift? That's like 80% no more drift. Of fun.
Yeah, no more drift. That's cool. They're switching to something else. They haven't, like, that hasn't fully been said. But the cool thing would be is if they just switched to the electromagnetic systems, which have been out for years now. And I can't believe that it's just now that gaming companies are using.
But what's the cost on that? I mean, already buying a new Joy-Con, shit, any controller now is, like, ridiculous. True. Is it going to be like now $100 for you to get a new?
Well, now they're much cheaper. Joy-Con? Now they're much cheaper to get those pieces for them and to put them in. Like you can buy, you know, like just the part with whatever fucking markup there is from, you know, from getting from the manufacturing people to the people that are selling it on Amazon for like $10 to $12. So,
but that's third party again, though. I mean,
No.
Nintendo doesn't play with third party,
but they play with the manufacturers. And the tech behind those ones is solid. So hopefully that's going to be what is used in those. Because they're much faster than a traditional set. Like, a regular joystick is like a fucking trackball mouse. Mm-hmm. And think of how long ago a trackball mouse left.
Left. Still got mine.
There are people that are listening that have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Because that's how long ago a trackball mouse died.
You had to clean a mouse. Clean a ball in order to use your mouse.
Not just the mouse. You had to twist the little thing, take the mouse out. Then you had to get cotton swabs and rubbing alcohol and clean off the rolling contacts because they would build up like oils and stuff like that because you're running your hand on your mouse pad and everything
Cheeto
like that.
Dust.
Your oils
all
are rubbing
Cheeto
on
dust
there.
Is getting picked up in there.
All the Cheeto dust, like all of that shit.
So you pop the mouse, the trackball in your mouth while you're just sucking that to get it all clean. Meanwhile, you just spit shine the little receivers inside. That's how they do it. And then you put it all back together.
Oh, that's so gross. Just thinking of one, putting that ball in your mouth. And then two, licking the contacts that literally are crusted with the crap that's on them. There's so much.
Man.
Crust.
Cheeto dust.
It's not Cheeto dust. It's gray. It is your skin and your oil and dust.
Which is mostly Cheeto. So we're good.
No, there's only one person that's mostly Cheeto.
Oh, yeah. Wrong. Anyway.
Wrong. We're going to build the best console. It's going to be amazing. All of the consoles are gonna wish that they were as good as us. I think Jason just timed out on the podcast. Either that or he's just chilling. I just had the weirdest thing happen to my computer. My Wi-Fi just decided that it couldn't connect to my router anymore.
I'm sad that you're running your computer off of Wi-Fi, not hard-lined in.
Yeah, well, the line is downstairs, and it would require me drilling into the walls of a house that I don't own.
Do it. No, thank you. It wouldn't be I'd be
no because it because energy. Just like everything else that I would do, it would be jank as fuck. And plus, I would have to drill down through the floor joist.
Do it. They'd love you for it. Just duct tape it all closed when you leave. It's fine.
Duct tape it closed when I leave.
It's fine. Anyway, I think we'll take that as like we hit Switch. We got it. We did it. It's coming out. We did good.
We're good on that. Okay. Oh my God.
You may not be good.
Dropping frames.
You're dying.
No, it says I'm running at 18 meg up.
Oh my god. There we go.
It stabilized out. No, Twitch was running at 18 meg up. That's the weirdest fucking thing that I've seen.
That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
My network is being super weird. Yeah, I tried a bunch of different methods though for connecting it up and nothing worked. So I just had I got a Wi-Fi 6 like adapter because it was better than what came on my motherboard, and it gets me good speed, but that was the weirdest fucking thing. It was honestly so weird because my phone was still connected to my Wi-Fi. I thought that my Wi-Fi went down completely.
All I heard was you bitch on how you don't know how to do networking. That's all I heard. That's all I heard, Eric.
No, I just don't want to.
Don't know how. I know. It's okay. Not everyone can handle it, Eric. It's Jason, too technical for you. I get it.
Next time you come down, you can do it.
You want me to do it? No, no problem. It's not my security deposit.
I do not want you doing it. I have thought about, because we do have like, it's pre-wired for speakers in different areas and whatnot, about whether or not I'd be able to get it like right through. Because there's one that's like right there. I'm wondering if I could get to it easily, but I'm pretty certain that I'm going to have something blocking the way. It's going to be a 2x4 that I'm going to have to drill through.
They won't see that. You're fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but in a one story, Dreamy, this is a two story. Anyways, okay, we'll move on. To lighten it up, some intrepid person on the internet, this guy is an amazing god, has gotten a PSP emulator to run on their Galaxy Watch, and it runs GTA at 60 frames per second.
As shitty as it is, it's really cool to see. Like, if you haven't
seen
this
yet, it's so cool to see!
Just go look at it. Like, it is like... Like, can it play Doom and all that meme shit and all that stuff like that? It's fun. But, I mean, like, seeing, like, it on your watch is just, it's weird. It's weird.
Can you
it's
play fun. God it's of War seeing. On it? Yes. Yes, I can play God of War on it. I mean, it was, like, one of the crappiest God of War games that they made, but.
I mean, like I said, like, playing the Doom. Like, the Doom. God, how old am I? A million? Can it play the Doom? Can it run Crysis? That's what I want to know.
Only gamers get that reference. Only
Doom gamers. Or Crysis?
No, come on, man.
I'm too old.
That's a whole other reference. Jensen at his CES keynote came out. He's like, and it could run Crysis. Only gamers get that reference. Like, you said that on stage.
I remember that. Not really.
Like,
but
come on,
whatever.
Jensen. Anyways. So that's pretty dope. I thought that was pretty cool. It's like one of those interesting things that I wanted to put a little levity in from like two big topics that we're probably going to talk about. The second one being the fucking 50 series GPUs.
I don't want to talk long about this because it is just sad and disappointing.
Sad and disappointing on multiple levels. One, that they're barely more powerful than their 40 series counterparts, except for the 5090. That's the only one that like does any outscoring with it. But man, like the 5080 on par with a 4080. And they're all so heavily reliant on their AI cores and doing all of their frame gen and stuff like that. It's similar to like the issues that we were talking about with the new NVIDIA broadcast, where it's using more GPU power to do the same thing, which is really fucking stupid. And if you try and use any of the beta features on a 30 series card, oh my god, it destroys everything. So it's like one of those pieces of where they're just relying so much on those additional AI cores trying to do it, and they're not making any headway on actual raw performance.
Yeah, in this day and age, you know, that is easily my biggest disappointment. My second biggest disappointment with this is because as an investor in NVIDIA, 2025 has not been kind to my portfolio with them. And this does not help any kind of cause for that. So that's more my disappointment than anything else. Because obviously I have a 3060. I am fine. I'm in no need to upgrade right now in any way, shape, or form that I need to by any means. So I was not planning on getting a 50 series no matter what.
Yeah.
But hearing all this just makes me sad in the idea of spending $1,000 on something that's not going to get you that jump. I mean, it'd be like buying a
$2,000
PS5 Pro.
The $2,000 price tag is not worth the 5090.
No, like, no. God, no.
But yeah, the PS5 Pro. Oh my God, we haven't even talked about the PS5 Pro.
I don't want to.
Oh my God.
Save some of that for the sequel. We said we're not going to do a 2-hour podcast anymore.
Okay. So the other problem with the 50 series is, and for all intents and purposes, and it's a term that if you look around on tech blogs and everything a lot, it was a paper drop. It was a paper launch because nobody was able to get them. Quantities were so low at all retailers. It was insane. Like J2Sense did a breakdown of like how many Micro Center got. And it was like every Micro Center got like 3 or 4, except for the one.
Yeah.
Except for the Tustin location. The Tustin location had 43 that they got. Oh, wow. And that was because they were doing a big launch there. Big to do. Jay went in and he built a PC while everyone was there. They opened up all the stores at the same time, but Tustin was the location that everyone was going to go to. And yeah, the fact that there's so few of them out there, they're so hard to get, it's just insane. It's almost as if they knew it was going to fail and nobody was going to want it.
I mean, oh. Did you say the quiet part out loud? Maybe.
Yeah, I think I did. I think I said the quiet part out loud. Oh, well. Yeah, it's complete and utter bullshit. It is a crappy waste of money.
Go out and buy it so my stock goes back up. Come on, everybody. I mean, go buy five. Yeah. Go buy
or
five.
You need it for go the buy AIs. Pre-built.
For the AIs, guys.
You know where it went to? It went to big companies like Asus and MSI and whatnot, because then they're being able to do their pre-builds with it. And that's really the only way that you can find them. You can find 5080s and 5090s pre-builds that you can buy direct from them.
Now, to be fair, this was a similar problem when the 3060s did come out. Like, it was hard to find them except for in like pre-builds and stuff like that. That was one of the reasons why I have what I have, is because
yeah,
I
but the that
bullshit.
Big problem with the 3060s and whatnot was also the scalpers because of COVID.
True.
Because they went in and bought so many of them. There was a huge launch. There was a ton of product out there, but the scalpers all bought them up.
I'd be curious to know what the actual product release was versus this. I 100% agree with you, Eric. I think that the 50, 60, or 50, 80, whatever, had way less actual produced units. But I'd be curious of how much less. Like, if it was like 10 to 1, then that'd be phenomenal. If it's 2 to 1, then I don't know. I think that there'd be something more to
my guess.
I mean,
closer to 5 crazy, to 6 to 1.
Yeah, that's still pretty high. But
it's a very high number.
That'd be the one thing that I'd be curious to know more about, just because. Now, obviously, I'm not defending. Defending's not the right thing to say, but I'm not, like, thinking about it in any way, shape, or form, just in a curiosity standpoint.
Yeah. Part of the other issue could be that they were trying a new manufacturing technique on them, and they're unable to get as many high-end binned chips, but they'll never come out and say that.
God, no, they could never say that. That's an interesting.
That was the same issue that they had with the 4080s. They had a predominant number of them that couldn't be considered a 4080 because they didn't bin high enough. That's why they started coming out with some of the weird SKUs for the 4070.
Did they?
Yeah.
Whole new chip manufacturing, right? Or
yeah.
Or that's a great point. That's a really good point. I'm willing to bet that that has a big part of it to it, because if you're having to change even just like the size of a chip, you know, I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to accept that more just because I don't want it to be NVIDIA doing anything chill or shady, just because I want them to continue to make me money. And that makes me happy if they're not chill and shady.
Yeah, Jason's retirement banks on it.
It does. It very much, not very much. I mean, you don't put anything heavy.
Yeah.
Hey, investing tip. Don't put everything into one portfolio.
Don't put all your chicken or all your eggs into one basket?
That's a better analogy. Yeah, don't do that.
The adage works for everything, people. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But yeah.
Don't do it. But yeah, but you would think, though, that if that was the case, that they would have fixed that fucking problem from the 40 series to the 50 series.
They got to keep going, though. I mean, especially with like all the stuff with AI that's going on here. You know, like what's that, deep fake or whatever? DeepSeek. Thank you. You know, that tanked them hardcore just this last week. You know, that's stuff that they have to be thinking about. And while it has nothing to do, obviously, with gaming or directly to their actual product, it's still something that they have to contend with. And you have to constantly be pumping out stuff to make people still interested in looking at you. And
yep.
Business. You know,
but the problem is with things like this, that's when you start going the way of Intel,
mm-hmm.
where all your good faith is burned.
That has me scared. you know. But you know what? Guess what else I'm invested in? AMD. So let's go.
You got to invest in both. You got to do it because they'll feed off of each other, or one will take the other one. So yeah, we've got AMD as well, with as well as Nvidia stock. But man, but AMD didn't do that great either.
No, AMD's, like, but well, AMD has had a bad 2024. You know, at least Nvidia had a great 2024. AMD has been bad for quite a while now. And so they're ready for a rally.
We'll have to see when their new cards actually get like shown off and whatnot. But even those, they're not looking at giant leaps and bounds either. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see. All right, that's it. We're going to keep it at right about an hour. I think that we're right about an hour with that weird cut and everything like that because my network just disconnected. We did it. We only talked about three things.
We're so screwed. We're so goddamn screwed. We're going to try. We're going to so try. We're going to have to get like timers all over the place. It's going to be like my wife waking up, 1,000 different alarms going off.
Yeah, we're just going to be like sitting there like, nope, done. Okay, we're done with that allotment. Maybe I'll just run a timer down in the screen.
Dude, I love this idea. See, look at this. Innovating. Innovations for I Beat It First. I love the idea of having a chat clock on the screen.
Yeah, especially I can just put it on the screen. For it'll be like in towards the bottom right hand corner, well, left hand corner, and then yeah, we could just have it like boom. Next conversation must start in.
I also know us very well, and we won't listen to that shit whatsoever. Yeah. But
I'll be like, really fuck that clock, fuck that clock. It doesn't tell me how much I can bitch about this thing. That clock does not rule me; I rule it.
I set the timer.
I set the time.
Look at me.
I'm the timer now.
1, 2. Oh, God.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us for the I Made It First podcast. We know that, you know, you have choices in podcasts and you just chose to listen to us. And that just makes us feel happy. Thanks again for everybody that came back with our weird hiatus that we did. We hope you guys accept our apology, but we will try and be back as much as we can. Like I said, we're going to be switching everything to a monthly setup. So Jason and I are going to be packing in the news. That timer actually probably will have to come into effect.
I think we're going to have to do it. Yeah.
We probably are. It's going to be like PTI. Oh, if you've ever watched PTI.
Can I have points? I want points.
No, that's the other
around the horn. I know, but I want.
Yeah,
I want,
that's around the horn. Yeah, we just need like.
I want to be able to give myself points because you know I make good points all the time. Just like boop, 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 boop.
I'll have to figure out a way to route that so that I can just hit buttons on my stream deck, like point, 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 minus a point.
Bad joke.
No way, that actually happens on Around the Horn.
Oh, I know.
Great.
I know.
So awesome. I love that show. All right, thanks a lot everybody for joining us. Stick with us on Twitch if you are listening, but have a good day. Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Oh, I did not want that to happen. There we go. Stop it.